classic jet lag out here.
Ain't we all after revolt, man? What up, man? It's the On Deck TV podcast.
Absolutely, man. Holla at your boy Animal _ Brown.
Holla at I am Spike Lou.
What it do, man?
Of course, it was a wonderful weekend in Miami. Sun and the fun and the sun.
Absolutely.
Beach life. Get some water in the background.
I needed that beach too.
Needed all that beach.
Needed my feet in the sand.
Oh, that beach. But look though, man, it's the On Deck TV podcast. We do this every week. We here for you, giving you the latest in the hip hop news. But we also have another show on the network, which is called Full Sport Press. Got my guy Jay Hove. Got my man Coach Locke. Got my guy on the boards, how Weezy producing the show over there, man. Latest show was the midseason college football awards.
Absolutely, man. College football is in full effect. Y'all go listen to the show, man. Check out who they are. They're giving out awards for the halfway point. Y'all go check that out, man. I listen to it. I'm only halfway through. Y'all know when y'all get to talking about the college shit, I don't be knowing what's going on any goddamn way.
You need to step your college football game up.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Step it all the way up, fam.
Of course, man, this is usually where we will go over what we got into for over the weekend.
But the topic of discussion for the show. So we gonna revolt 2015, recap it for you later. But first,
absolutely, man, let's get to this business. It was some decent little headlines this week, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of shit, man.
What anything pop off to you off top?
Where you want to start, man? Where?
I know where I want to start.
Wherever you want to start. You tell me where you want to start.
I'm starting with this Dr. Dre shit.
Dr. Dre shit?
Dr. Dre is getting sued
Everything
by his housekeeper.
On here, you.
Dude, you, this shit is crazy to me.
You took the Dr. Dre headline now.
He's getting sued by his housekeeper.
Yeah.
Saying that she wasn't properly paid for overtime, missed meals. She was getting bullied by the other housekeepers.
Which were his cousins.
She now suffers from anxiety, depression, and stress. Do you know how much a year she was making, dude? Did you see how much a week she made?
$1,800, wasn't it?
$1,870. That's $100,000 a year to be one of three housemaids.
Dre probably got a big ass house, though.
I don't give a shit. Look, she don't work there no more. Dre, hit me up.
You ain't cleaning Dr. Dre's house.
I'll clean the one third of Dr. Dre's house, dude, for $100,000 a year.
No, you're not.
I promise.
One, the other two chicks are his cousins, so you're not cleaning one third of a house. You're cleaning up behind Dre and them bitches. That's why she quit. Like, you know how that shit go. Like,
nigga,
you ain't
gonna
fire them.
I'm in the studio cleaning every time Kendrick come through.
Nah,
I got to hear that.
She full of shit.
Why you say that?
I mean, like, bullying, dude. You're a grown ass woman, man. Come on, dog.
$100,000 a year.
You make it $100,000 a year cleaning up Dr. Dre's house. Like, to her though, Dr. Dre ain't the same person as
how we know
us. She don't know nothing about the chronic.
We don't know that.
Other than smoking it, I do know that. Did you see her name?
What was it?
I have no idea. I couldn't even pronounce it, so I kept moving.
She might not speak English.
I kept it moving. Exactly.
Okay.
She don't even know what's going on. And then she got other two black bitches, Dre cousins, telling her to do more shit. I can see why she's stressed out. Somebody probably told her she can get a little money, but she ain't.
Man, she make $100,000 a year for doing nothing, dude. She don't need no extra money. Like, quit trying to stop that. Straighten up the Dre B headphones, line up the Grammys, and keep it moving, dude.
She trying to make $100,000 a year for doing nothing. That's what she's trying to do.
Through this bullshit ass
lawsuit. She had to clean up behind all them people at that house. That's what she mad at.
You paying your housekeeper $100,000 a year if you Dre? That's light work, though.
Yeah, he make $3 billion.
Can you imagine what other bills and shit cost, though? If that's $100,000?
Too much.
Three maids? Come on, dude.
I mean, you do a $3 billion deal with Apple. Like, I mean, all that come with it, though. I will take it.
They came with
Sign
it.
Me up. Shit.
Hey, man. Jeez. Hey, one thing. My boy P was in the news. And they touched on this on FSP Monday night. Shout out to FSP, of course. Every Monday, y'all go listen to that. Of course, the Lamar Odom story. Everybody know he in the hospital. He was at the Big Dog Bunny Ranch shaking it.
He was not shaking it.
He was doing something.
He was not shaking it.
He was doing something. Ended up in the hospital. All that good stuff. All right. So they asked P about it. TMZ called P coming out the grocery store of all places.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Healthy P. I see you, boy. And they asked him like what he thought about it, because him and Lamar Odom was kind of close or whatnot. He said,
were they?
Yeah, tough. He called out Kobe and called out Kim Kardashian. He went hard on them. Said, man, that shit fake. That shit phony what they doing, man. That fake love. If you fucked with him so strong, then why you didn't get him a spot on the squad? How you feel about that? Does P have a point?
Man, P no better. Should he stick to rap? P no better. Now, I ain't going to say he should stick to rap, because P, I still, even though I find myself disagreeing with P a lot here lately.
Yeah, most del.
I still respect the fact that he raised me as my uncle.
For sure.
And he know good and damn well it ain't nothing you could do for a clucker, man. Like, Lamar Odom is a clucker. And it ain't nothing you could do. For, like, you can try to give him a job, they're going to steal from you.
Right.
You can try to give him money to get right, they're going to use it to buy drugs. Damn. Like, so what Kobe supposed to do other than, that's Kobe homeboy too. If he down, I'm going to go see him. Now, I don't got nothing to do with the Kardashian shit. I have no idea of the relationship, what kind of shuck they got going on.
Right, probably
it
was, had the cameras.
It was reported that they had the cameras there. Yeah. I don't know nothing about all that. But as far as Kobe, I get it. And I ain't mad at him being there. I'm more so upset with P feeling like at this point in time, his like P 50 years old.
For sure.
Man, you got this. You shut all that shit down, man. Like, they come up to you talking about that shit, man. Like, I got a new album coming out, man. I wish the best of my homie Lamar.
I'm thankful
for Kobe being there. Like, you ain't go. What you shitting on Kobe? Got like, come on, bro.
Nah, that's pub though.
It is, but
P got interviews with shitting.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, P ought to be better than that by this point, dog. Like, it is pub and it's interviews, but bro, you done sold 100 million records. You don't need this little shit, man. Like, come on, dog. Like, for what though?
Now this the thing that people was hot at P for. They was like, okay,
what
P.
I just said.
They were like, okay, P.
Yo, brother.
He could have done more. Kobe could have done more. Kobe could have got him the job. Could have got him a tryout. Okay. So let's talk about C. Murder, your brother that's locked up for life right now.
And
what said, are you doing for him?
And said you don't fuck with him. C. Murder has came out and said that.
Yep.
Like, Lamar Odom ain't been able to give a statement to say, like, I don't know what the fuck Kobe was by my bedside for. Like, he don't fuck with me. Like, your brother has said that, and I get it. Like, and that's why I say he ought to understand, because it ain't necessarily got to just do with drugs. Like, the lifestyle C. Murder was living, P told him,
that's
like, bro, no, this
that's
ain't
his,
what's
that's
up.
Decision.
We doing this over here right now.
Right.
And C. Murder was still like, fuck it. Shit, I'm still doing this over here. And P was like, okay, go ahead. I'll pay for your lawyers and everything, but go ahead, because I ain't doing that.
Right, Silk coming with me.
Man, what? Yeah, he know how that shit go, man. Which is why I hate that P try to be a media whore in 2015.
Well, P don't like Kobe, though. He's never liked Kobe. He's like, old, because he ain't like how he did him a Shaq.
I don't care what he like
don't
about,
like
that's what I'm saying. P a bigger to me in this world.
Right.
P is a bigger status than Kobe is.
Yeah.
Kobe a hell of a basketball player.
Clearly.
Yes, but he ain't like what P is in this world. So when somebody come up to P, man, he got to deflect. He got to Mutombo that shit for Kobe. We're like, get that shit out of here, man. Don't come ask me about no bullshit like it, man. I wish everybody over there the best. I got a new album coming out though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, dog.
But
P know that though. P know that.
But that's not gonna get him no burn though. That's not gonna get play if he says.
And that's
that.
My point.
There's
he
no point in saying I got an album coming out of any.
Right.
No clock.
But I want. Like, but he can do that anyway, just to fuck with them, cause he pee, and I don't need they burn. You coming up to me for nothing?
In 2015, he might need they burn.
Nah, not pee.
If you trying to sell records,
I'm still shopping at Whole Foods out here. I'm good.
Paper bags shouting, man. He was
going,
in there. God damn it.
These Whole Food bags
with the gluten free bread.
Out. Like if I was pimping, get the fuck out of my face. Man. What's wrong with y'all? I'm trying to eat over here.
Got the vegan cookies.
Man, what? Nigga, eat munching. I got a good little kale smoothie going on and shit, man. Y'all asking me about Lamar Odom. What happened? How did I supposed to know?
Hey, no, but real quick though, I know they touched on this on FSP.
Mm-hmm.
They said Lamar Odom spent $75,000 for 4 days, two or three girls.
No.
If I spend $75,000, I bet at least be in a coma.
Yeah, I'm saying you ought to leave out of there dead. If you spend $75,000,
if I don't
die,
gotta
leave. You gotta leave dead.
You
gotta pop 10 of them, whatever he took, and you have to leave dead. You spend $75,000.
Get your money's worth, dude.
It was what you gotta do. That's what That's what's on the bill. $75,000 coma, foaming at the mouth, three bitches. That's what you get for $75K.
That it gotta be a part of it, dude.
Man, what?
You can't do nothing less. Nothing less than a coma.
Not for $75.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
4 days?
Come all right, on, man.
God damn, guy. Next up, man.
All right. Update on my homie, Uncle Scarface.
For sure. Face Mob.
He clarified some of the stuff that we reported last week as far as the Hip Hop Awards. He did not know that they were going to be there waiting for him. He's been to Atlanta several times.
Yep.
One being the One Music Festival, which was about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was just down here.
Yeah, just down here. Also, the child in question was not 24, it was a minor. So he don't want to speak on the case anymore.
And that's it.
Yep.
And he did say the reported monies that were owed were greatly exaggerated.
Greatly. And
which I believe to the 10th power.
That Snoop was highly upset about it, voicing his concern once Scarface stepped off the stage. He said they could have waited another place to do that. I wonder what was behind that.
Police don't give a fuck about this.
Nah, I mean, but something else had to be behind that, because he said he had been down here several times before. Like, the One Music Festival was bigger than the BET Awards.
I don't believe that, though.
What? Down here? That shit was set. Like, you know who was there? Kendrick was there.
Maybe the paperwork took too long or something, man. Who knows? I ain't no telling what that some what's behind of, that shit. But he did say it was a minor. And he did say, nigga, I didn't have no clue I was finna walk off and goddamn it. Like, what I look like going here and I know I got a fucking wasn't like. That's retarded. I'm glad he cleared that up, though. Because I'd have been hot at him.
Fuck,
I ain't gonna lie.
Fans.
But yeah, I'm glad he cleared that up, man. Other news, man. Your boy Kevin Gates, congratulations to him. He got married over the weekend. He got married to Dreka Haynes. That's the chick he be talking about all the time, that be with him and all that good stuff. I think that's the mother of his child too, if I'm not mistaken. Stylito was in the, was at the wedding too. Shout out to the IG pics. Big good looking Stylito. Congratulations, Gates, man. He got a very interesting interview on Combat Jack, man. Y'all need to check that out. He's a very interesting individual. I'm sure everybody knows that already.
Congratulations to Kevin Gates on getting married, man.
For
sure. Do you think this is gonna last?
Oh, y'all don't see,
why see
not?
The Instagram post a couple months from now.
He been with her for
this
a long
publicity
time.
Stuff
though.
For the album.
God, I hope not. That'd be lame as hell.
Nah,
and the album don't come out till December, though.
He really did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'd be lame. I don't see him pulling off nothing like that. What I was gonna ask you was, if you was his management, or if you were a rapper's management, would you advise somebody to get married? You think that fuck with his image?
Nah,
because he got a lot of female fans.
That don't matter. 2015, that don't matter.
Really?
Nah. Because people want you to be true to yourself. 2015, man. Like J. Cole and the whole, I ain't trying to be this or something that I'm not in 2015. And Kevin Gates ain't the type of person where it's going to matter. Like, did you, on Combat Jack, he clearly stated that it does not matter.
Yeah, he fucking, yeah, he went there.
You know what
there.
I'm saying?
He get around
and
like
his
pop.
Chick was there. She was in there.
Tough.
So, like, yeah. It don't matter.
Yeah,
might
yeah.
Be, might be polygamist.
Oh, you can have that.
So there was a list out. You disagree with it wholeheartedly.
Oh my god, this list was terrible.
It was terrible, you say?
Yes.
Polygraph.
Who the fuck is Polygraph?
polygraph.com.
It's my first time hearing of these people.
Whatever. But they released a list of the most successful labels since 1989.
This was some bullshit.
It was.
Yeah.
You don't have facts to state that you don't agree with this list. You just don't agree with it, right?
No, I have facts.
That's telling no.
I have
you
facts.
Don't have any facts. You just don't agree with the
I
list.
I have facts
so
from listening
that.
To rap my whole life.
Oh, my God. That doesn't make you an expert, buddy.
Shit.
This does not make you
a
an
thousand
expert.
1,000 hours, dude.
So, listen. Here's some of the labels that are on there.
10,
Def Jam's number one. Young Money is number two.
Def, stop. There are three artists on Young Money. This list is supposed to be from 1989.
There are
three lists on Young Money who have been popping for 4 years.
They have nine artists listed for Young Money. Birdman, Chris Brown,
what?
DJ Khaled.
You see why I don't fuck with
Drake,
this list?
Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki, Rich Gang, Tyga.
You see what I'm talking about?
And Young Money as a whole.
Stop it.
Nine man. Artists, cumulative weeks on the chart, ranking from 1 to 50, 1,322.
And you had...
That's
you,
83 tracks that have been there from 1997.
You had me at Chris Brown on YMCMB, dude. When the fuck was he ever... Why is he in this conversation with Young Money on the best label in the last 30 years? That doesn't make sense,
here's
dude.
The criteria.
Chris Brown is not on there, dude. Gutter Gutter is. Is he on the list?
Here's the criteria. They wanted to surface the most notable labels in the hip-hop in hip-hop history, so they measured every label by its artist chart performance on Billboard.
Chris Brown's not an artist on Young Money, though.
They collaborated with Kevin Beckham of Rhymesayers to call out the insights highlighting the labels who produced the most hits at any given time. We understood who was wielding enormous influence on hip-hop sound, distribution, and direction. So they went on to track the artists not by who they were assigned to, by what they said at the beginning of the song.
What? They went by what a nigga said at the beginning of the song? Dude, I'm out. What else?
The association the association of the label and the track recognition.
That's dumb as hell. That's how they put it.
Top 10 list reads like a history of hip hop. It says Def Jam, the pioneer, properly at number one. Young Money has only been active for the past 6 years.
Exactly.
And is at number two, exemplifying the current state of hip hop and the concentration in one place.
What's number three, dude? Free bands.
Number three is, you want a drum roll in here?
CTE.
No, number three is Rockefeller.
Ooh.
It has 18 artists listed under Rockefeller's name, first beginning with, because this is alphabetical order.
You stat me to death right now, but go
Emil. Benny Siegel and Freeway.
Wait a minute, talking about Emil charted?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. What song did Emil have in the top a million on Billboard?
Top 50.
There's not one person top listening 50. Right now that can name Emil's single off an album. Top I guarantee 50. You. They don't even know who he's talking about.
If
right now.
You can name Emil's single,
they can't.
Off her first album,
they cannot. Nobody listening can.
When we post the show,
I'll go comment, to Facebook
or Facebook under the rap chat. Comment under that with the name of the single. We'll send you a T-shirt.
You can't.
Swear to God,
I'll send you.
Also under Rockefeller, DJ Clue, Jay Z listed twice. Jay-Z, Benny Siegel, and Memphis Bleek are listed. Jay-Z's listed again. Kanye West, Jay-Z, and T.I. Jay-Z West.
Kanye West. Can you give me just the who are the labels in the top rest of the top 10? Just give me the labels. All right, here we go. Right now.
Jive, Bad Boy, Grand Hustle, Shady, Rough House, Cash Money, and Columbia.
Grand Hustle was over Shady and Cash Money? I'm done.
Yes.
What was this nigga named? Brian what? Brian McKnight? Who put this shit together? Kevin Bacon? What did you say?
Kevin Bacon.
He needs to kill himself.
Kevin Bacon. His name is...
whatever the fuck his name.
Kevin Beacom. Yeah. B-E-A-C-H-A-M.
You're a fake Kevin Bacon. Kill yourself, Kevin Bacon.
He's of Rhymesayers. So you add him and tell him that.
Yeah, he full of shit.
That you don't like this list. What is Rhymesayers Entertainment?
What is Polygraph? What is this list? This was the worst list I've ever seen in my life, dude. All
right.
We got to keep it moving, man.
I like the list.
This list was terrible.
I see what they meant. What you think about Rush card holders not being able to get no money off the account? Is it like it's a hit to Rush's image?
Like Rush didn't have an image, though.
Russell Simmons don't got an image?
Rush cards don't have an image. People have them, but they're not looked at in any type of light. They're not like hated on or looked or held up.
They're shitted on because people can't get their money that they put
on.
No, period. They've always been shitted on.
I wouldn't know.
Because of the high end withdrawal rates and shit like that. And they say they prey on poor people.
Man, that shit is low key information that you have to research to find that. That is not.
Well, you got to have a Rush card,
or you have to.
Or
have
you
got to
pay
card.
Attention to current events.
No, they're not
other than
about.
Rap. People either one of the three.
People
or one of the things that you could do to know that.
The same amount
like
of people that
charge.
Know Emil single know what a Rush card is right now.
That's impossible.
Don't nobody talk about that shit more, dude. Them commercials don't come on BET no more. Nobody, and when they did, look, they came on late night.
No one watches BET.
That's exactly.
So the Rush card commercials don't matter. You know what I'm saying is Russell Simmons and these Rush cards been taking hits for a long time. He do a lot of advocating for other shit. He need to focus on this and quit preying on people with these highest interest rate on this card and withdrawal fees and stuff like that. People have complained about that a lot in the past.
Man, join the club. That's every credit card known to man.
That's not a credit card, though. That's the point. It's
that's
debit
terrible.
Card.
I'm hot at
it's
him.
A debit card.
People come on, Chris, man. Meditate on that shit. Think about it and redo it.
Relax.
And now, I did see this, though. Game and Lupe had a small back and forth. Real small, real slight. But I thought it was interesting. Your man, The Game, whose Documentary 2 album, this too came out last week. He said he personally, I missed the old Lupe. Maybe I'm lost now, but Lupe is just evolving and Game don't see it. But I missed the old Lupe records when it was about the Chi-Town and it was hood. And maybe I'm being what and maybe I'm being what I'm telling other people not to be, but that's just being a fan. He called Lupe. He said it was he's weird now, basically. Lupe came back. He said, he's not weird interested tweet. In being the stereotypical gangster rapper. Being hood when you have a choice not to be is whack. I repeat, whack.
He responded with a series of weird tweets, too, before that.
Expanding your horizons is a life worth living. I like being weird.
Nah, read the original weird
That's
shit.
Real. I fuck with Lupe for that, though.
Did you see the original weird shit that he repeated
nah,
the first time?
Because it's probably over my head. But
which is weird.
He can't be mad at Game for saying that. People have been saying that since Lasers with Lupe. They'd be like, okay. And then when he started going to Dread Lupe, not that many people fuck with Dread Lupe. They fuck with the skateboard with the glasses with the fade. Like, they don't fuck with the new Lupe. Go way over niggas head. Well, mine. They go my head.
I guess I've never listened to him because he's always been in the same lane to me.
Nah, you crazy. First album was fire as a motherfucker. Like, the first and
music,
the second one.
All his music still good though. To me, he's always been a lyrical miracle artist. Like, I just Game fishes for anytime he got shit going on. He fishes for it.
He tell the truth though.
No, he not.
Yes, he, bro, it's a million people that feel exactly what he said word for word. Like, Lupe weird now, bro. I don't know what he's talking about.
But who is Game? Like,
he a fan.
Game is weird.
Game is a fan.
He's weird, though. So if Lupe came,
Lupe weird.
If Lupe came and said the Game was weird, Game would be all riled up doing vlogs from Chicago with niggas shooting in the background like it was a big deal. Like, he's weird. Like, okay, all these, most of these motherfuckers is weird. Like, I don't even see his point in speaking on, like, okay, like, he can say I don't like Lupe music no more, but he don't even know him personally to be like he weird.
Nah, but he thinks he's weird through the music.
His music is over his head. Say that.
That's what he said.
Your basically. Music below a lot of people's feet. Like, a lot of people don't
I fuck with that new
games.
Game. I'm hot at you.
But yet and still, the criticism is on every track when people featured on there, he sounds just like whoever's featured on the track. So what I'm saying is, everybody got to complain about people's music.
True.
Game always fishing for his headlines and stuff like this. To me, I'm more upset about Lupe even responding to this. Though I did like the tweet that he did respond. Y'all go to his timeline, check it out. It was some old weird shit
on Twitter,
which you would expect to. You're on the Twitter, check out his timeline. And it was some weird shit in which you would expect from Lupe, but it did make a lot of sense. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah,
I'm more mad at Game. Like, what are you talking about? Promote your album, bro. I ain't even. If I was Lupe, the most I would have said is, dude, I don't have an album coming out. You do. That would have took care of everything, bro. Like, I don't got an album coming out, so you talking about me has nothing to do with anything.
That's what make it genuine, man. It's from the heart when he said it.
It makes it promo. That's what it is.
By talking about Lupe Fiasco in 2015?
Correct.
Nah.
Like, it got headlines. It like, did. Game, it ain't talking about Lupe Fiasco necessarily. It's just he's always in the midst. It was Young Thug last week.
For sure.
Then it was 50 before that. Then it was somebody. Then he didn't like 50. Then he did. Then he didn't again. Like, come on, man. Relax, bro.
Hey, man. The buddy. So Drake just dropped a video for the Hotline Bling.
You know when that Hotline
Bling. That's probably the best R&B song. That's top two
you
R&B songs.
You say that every time Drake come out with R&B
songs. That's
because,
dude, R&B songs be fire. Hey,
you
man,
said
let's be
that
clear
about
this.
The one, the video in Jamaica.
Find Your
that?
Love.
You said that about that.
That was the best R&B song that year.
That year.
Absolutely. And Drake
just
R&B
say
songs
a Drake
be slept
fan.
On. I'm
just
a huge Drake fan. Oh, nigga, I've been saying
pause.
That.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Take off the shirt.
Are you serious? So, like, of course, if you've ever noticed that is a slowed down, or I guess you could say sped up version of Drum's Cha-Cha. I like to Cha-Cha. Remember that? That was hot for about two weeks.
I have no idea who this guy is.
I like to Cha-Cha.
Never heard that song.
Beyonce tweeted out that she liked it, and then everybody got on it.
I have no idea what this is. I don't understand him. I understand him, but like,
he came out and basically said Drake jacked me for my record.
You sure he did? Just like he jacked Quentin Miller. Just like he don't write his stuff.
Oh, that's dude beat though. It's just slow down.
Who can like?
But he got a check though, so shut the fuck up, dude.
Right. And again,
bottom line.
And again, if Drum? I go back and listen to what's his name,
Drum. Drum.
Oh, Drum. Whatever.
Whatever the fuck his name.
If I go back and listen to this shit, it's not gonna sound as good as Drake shit. Just like,
oh no, his song was whack.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, bro.
He just Drake took
steal
the beat,
shit from you,
flipped it, remixed.
He
it.
He made it hot,
and yeah, and blew
you had
up.
A hot song. You had a hot. Well, you didn't even have shit hot.
And he shook the video.
I ain't even looked at it yet.
The dances are hilarious.
What he doing in the?
He like doing like the little Jamaican. What is up with the Jamaican? Is Jamaicans in Canada or something?
Caribbean.
Caribbeans are in Canada?
Yeah.
What part? I ain't see none of that in Ontario. Know.
It was, what is it called when they go over there? Migrated there? Yeah, from the Caribbean.
So that's where he get all the.
Some, I don't know the whole story, but
you
yeah.
rewind it.
Yeah.
Interesting. But he did say, but Drake did say, look, man, I experiment, I get on shit, I do my thing and see if it worked. Sorry.
Fuck him. That's what I would have said if I was Drake, dude. Man, I don't give a fuck about sorry. This dude, man. Where he from?
He from Canada, the other dude.
Exactly. See?
That's crazy. Oh,
man, nobody cares about you, bro.
This is reminiscent.
Come to the On Deck TV podcast and give your.
Absolutely. You have an open invitation. Dram.
Whatever your name is.
But this is reminiscent of Wayne, Jack, and Mike Jones beat. And turning his song into a goddamn smizzash.
It's better. Because I had at least heard that Mike Jones once.
That's true.
Because it was on 106 in Park and they premiered his new joint of the day once.
And Lil Wayne.
Buried after that, nigga.
Lil Wayne dropped that tape and bodied it.
If you're Mike Jones.
For sure.
Are you still mad at Lil Wayne today?
You gotta be. You gotta hate Lil Wayne. To this day, you hate Lil Wayne because he buried your career without even doing it on purpose.
Hey, you know how to piss Mike Jones off. Any given day, he can be in the best mood. Pull up on him playing that song.
Ah, man.
He gonna be so mad
he
at you.
He gonna be on 10. That's fucked up. But real quick, man, before we get to this issue, Matisha. Mm-hmm. 10/17 was Goo-Wop Day? What is
yes,
this?
Yes, sir.
What is
Act
this?
Act like you don't know. 10/17 is National Goo-Wop Day.
Says who?
All the Goo-Wop fans get together and play Goo-Wop songs on National Goo-Wop Day. For y'all who do not know what we're talking about, Goo-Wop, a.k.a. the Trap God, a.k.a. the Machine, Gucci Mane himself, just penned a new letter to his fans.
Calls himself The Machine. He got a new album coming out called The Machine.
Yes, 10/17 is nationally known as Goo-Wop Day by the Goo-Wop fans.
Who appointed that day? Did Gucci Mane say that was the day?
Of course. It's 10/17 Brick Squad. Come on, man. No other rap albums in it. Like, you remember this? Beef for Yo God and them when 10/17, they tried to drop on the you can't drop on 10/17.
Obviously, he can because Yo God, he did, and he's still winning right now. Nothing happened.
And Gucci shook it on him.
No.
Moving on. Like I say, 10/17 Goo-Wop Day musically, all the Goo-Wop fans get together and they do this. So, Gucci penned the letter on 10/17, just addressing his current state. No, he does not have a release date, which sucks. But he is referring to himself as the Machine. He did. What did he say? What was the quote out of that?
Oh, shit. I know he's dropping a movie, man. The movie called The Spot was supposed to drop on 10/17, but got pushed back to November. It's starring Rocco, Scooter, Juice Man, directed by Mr. Boomtown. Dude to be doing all these videos and shit. You ready for The Spot? You ready for that? You buying that on iTunes when it drop?
Tough. I'm checking that out.
That nigga lied that quick.
How about it? Why
wouldn't you lie? You let me know how that goes.
I watch Snow on the Bluff. I watch anything.
And I made it through 26 minutes of Snow on the Bluff, and I had to get the fuck out of there.
Snow on the Bluff. I don't believe you just watched 26 minutes.
Got out of there.
That is crack right there.
No, it's not.
Straight piff. If you ain't seen Snow on the Bluff, go to Netflix, Google it, look at it on YouTube. My boy Curtis Snow right here in the Bluff in Atlanta, man. Shaking it. That shit is good. And I'm looking forward to The Spot in 10/17, Gucci.
Do not let this man gas you up.
10/17.
Do not fuck up your next, you know, your Netflix and chill night pulling up that bullshit. Gag gonna dip on your ass. Play some real shit. Do not play that Snow on the goddamn Bluff. She gonna dip. You ain't gonna get no ass. You gonna be hot. You gonna blame Lou.
Nah.
As you should.
Nah.
So in honor of Goo-Wop Day.
Yes, sir.
I love McConan. That's his name. I'm not saying that I love McConan. I'm saying that's his name. I love McConan. Going up on a Tuesday, guy. He's been quiet this year. He signed the OVO last year, and he's been pretty quiet. He ain't really had no big hits or nothing. But he dropped a song called Big Gucci in honor of 10/17.
Let's do it.
I said my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till Big Gucci get out. Because my niggas still trapping hard, making meals in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till Big Gucci get out. I said my niggas still trapping hard, pushing deals in the South. Hey,
and they can't wait till big Gucci get out. Still whipping, hey, all in your kitchen. Young Maconi turn into a magician. Tell me what you wishing, nigga, fucking with the genie. Hey, all in the Lamborghini when I ride past. Goddamn, he got rich fast. What the fuck he doing? He must sell his soul to someone. Hey, I ain't selling shit but these motherfucking rhymes. Hey, stop all this rapping and go sell my little dimes. Hey, round on my corner, I should warn you, boy. This gas I got comes straight from California, boy. Sherman Oaks, if you tryna be exact. Hey, niggas know I call my packs the facts, cause my niggas still trapping hard, making plays in the south. Hey, and they can't wait till
big Gucci get out.
That's your shit right there on the low.
The streets sign me, the trap name me God. So from now on, refer to me as the motherfucking machine.
Really?
That's those are quotes directly from Gucci, man. I may have paraphrased the last part.
In other words, you just made it up.
Welcome back to the On Deck TV podcast, man. You just listen to Chris Loves Maconin.
I'm mad he didn't. He ain't took off this year like I thought he would. I thought it was going to be like the Happy Hook dude, and he hasn't. He ain't came through for me at all.
I don't think really nobody feel it, though.
You don't think nobody going to fuck with that right there?
No.
Why not? It's catchy.
I just don't. I think people will think it's corny.
I can certainly see that.
Could you see him on anybody else's hook? I could.
I can see him on niggas' hooks, though.
I can see him on his own hooks. That's it.
I can hear him on a Drake hook. As long as he ain't talking that shit like that, like trapping hard and like it's,
they got to though. Shit, that's what he. That's him. That's Maconin.
That's hope Maconin not.
About that life.
That's
man.
Why I ain't popping.
Made man Maconin.
No. I will say this though. Revolt was on 10 as it always is. Always good to get out. Always good to travel.
It's always good to be in Miami.
That most definitely. For the people that don't know, Revolt TV, of course, that's Puff Network. All music, all the time. It's on AT&T U-verse. It's on a couple of other shit. He's trying to grow it.
Yearly, he has a conference set in the best city in America, Miami, Florida.
For sure. This was year number 2.
Uh-huh. It's a 3-day conference for music panels. Not advertising, but networking panels. You know, several things go on throughout the 3 days in which are there.
Performances, parties.
Free parties, pool parties. But most importantly, what it's there for are the panels. People speak. Andre Harrell, Puff Daddy.
Some million, L.A. Reid.
I can't even name all the people.
Pretty much everybody
speaking,
everybody.
But it's there for you to get information. And to network with people who are in like fields as yourself, and where you guys can grow your brands and, you know, do the barter thing and see what you can work out. So
what's the tickets on to get down there? You can get the day passes. You can get passes to certain events. It's held at the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami.
If you're interested in attending next year, Puff, send me my advertisement dollars for this. But the day passes go for $649.
Woo!
That's an all day.
Does that come with a room?
That's an all day Friday pass to the pool party, any shows, a couple of the panels, and a breakfast luncheon.
Okay.
Next day, $699 for the Saturday all day pool party, all shows, as well as some luncheons and panels too.
God damn.
So I mean, you got to really be invested to go to that shit.
Clearly,
you been there and you want to hear what they got to say and take that information, but. Also, it's like a free roaming type thing as well. Like, they ain't overbearing as far as security. They ain't gonna be like, who are you? What you got going on? You know, you can walk up to people who you like, may like, want to have a conversation with, that usually aren't as accessible to you. And, you know, they'll take a picture with you and do all of that good stuff. Got to run into David Bowen.
So, would you say that if you were an artist, an underground artist, you rapping, you got 5,000 followers on IG, got 2 or 3 mixtapes. Would you recommend they go to something like this? Is this too much? Is this not enough? Is this out of their league?
I don't think that the follower count has anything to do with it. I think it's more so your networking capabilities. If you know or you got a full vision of what you're going to be there for,
okay,
who you want to talk to, what you're trying to get accomplished, then you can go there and at least meet somebody who's going to pay you some attention, give you some insight, you know, even exchange numbers or point right. you in direction to their website. So I think it is, if you're willing to network, like if you that Instagram guy and you saying you got 5,000 followers and that make, if you think that makes you a big deal, you know what I mean? If you got a little chain and you think you're too cool and you think people going to know who you are when you there and come up to you, then nah. You might as well just stay at home. I mean, but if you're going down there to get some stuff going on and you want to network, you go talk to people, you're going to meet, not just hand out your CD, bro, check me out, I get it in for real. And like, no. But if you really got some shit going on, then yeah, it's good for you.
What if you were just a fan? What if you're just a fan and you follow music heavy? And you just want to go down there and have a good time, see maybe see a couple of people, maybe go to a little panel or something just because it's a dope panel and you just want to see some motherfuckers. If you're a fan.
If you're just a fan, are you dropping $700 for that one day pass?
Ooh. I mean, hey.
If you have
no agenda whatsoever other than being a fan.
If you're a fan, are you dropping $700 for that pass?
Probably not.
So I don't think. To me, a fan, it ain't a fan thing. Like, it's, I got a radio show.
You got
something.
I have
something. A podcast. A
mixtape.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got a mixtape.
Producer.
Right.
You got
I ain't off for a label. I do this. I got rappers. You know, I'm a manager. Whatever it is that you do, you got to be doing something. But just saying, I'm going to spend this $700 and hope I run into Puff.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to shine on niggas and be in VIP with this $700 and niggas finna know who I am. And like, we finna get it. Nah.
No.
It ain't gonna work.
You keep them
stay
keep themselves.
Home, cause niggas like yo boy.
Who that?
To lead right into it, King Los.
I see your boy
out there with the Andre Benjamin hat. You know, but he was swerving around just in the mix, and he signed the Puff.
Right,
he wasn't roped off. You know what I mean? It wasn't no, I'm the big star. This and that. Like, so, I say that to say, if I was a rapper with the 5,000 followers, if I came in with the right mindset, yes. If I was a fan, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because if you're a fan, you're excited. Like, you're a Los fan.
Absolutely.
Would your $700 been worth it?
No, because I met him right out spending $700.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, and shout out to Los. He gets the Jim Jones Award for this year. Jim Jones last year played Fountain Blue Lobby like he lived there. And he might have a room there. I don't know. But he played that motherfucker like it was.
When no Jim Jones this year, though.
But I'm saying that King Los was in the lobby posted up like a thumbtack.
He was rapping for niggas in it.
He was in there rapping, freestyling, doing like a little cypher. Like, I'm like, look. That's when Puff should have walked by and said, hey.
My
stop
comment
that.
Right then.
Stop
when
that.
When he was rapping for niggas.
Stop that shit, nigga, right now.
Like, if I'm Los, I ain't got to do all that. Because your thing is, oh, he cold.
He's
cold.
He's extremely cold.
If I'm cold.
He the best rapper alive.
Bro, if I'm cold, for me to give you this gift, like, like something got to be, like, nah. I'm not spitting in the lobby of the Fountain Blue Hotel for a nigga.
He got it like it.
Like.
He got bars for days.
Bro, if
bars.
We had the number one podcast
bars.
On iTunes, if a motherfucker came up to me like, oh, shit, Animal Brown and Spike Lee, man, do a podcast right here for us. No.
That's a little different.
No. It's
that's
not.
That's a little different.
That's what I'm like. Even with Kobe, if I'm good as Kobe, then they come on, bro.
Dunk.
One-on-one. Like, come on, bro. Give me a little one-on-one, man. Or shoot a jumper, bro. Like, nah, nigga, you see me? Like, you know what I do, bro. Check the scoreboard.
Hey, nah, but real talk, man. Though, in this end, we're gonna talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with the Revolt Conference this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you touched on it a little bit. My good is the openness. You can literally walk around and see one of your favorite artists, one of your favorite producers, one of your favorite personalities, and walk up to them and shit, just hey, my nigga, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. If that's what you want, or you want to sit and just play the background and look all day, you can do that too.
Sure.
But it's not like you said. It's not really no security hassling you. Who are you? Leave him alone. You can walk up to him. If I walked up to Los, I said, hey, fam, number one, I met you a couple of years ago when my nigga Fade Eastwood played you some beats in the studio. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, word, that's what's up. And I said, bro, and I fuck with that Hustle Hard freestyle, which he murdered. And yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Hustle Hard Los. He fucking killed it. And he was like, word, I appreciate that, my nigga. They just sit and chop. Niggas ain't trying to push you off. Niggas ain't trying to run away. Niggas ain't trying to, like, niggas fucking with you, like, and it's a cool environment. That's my good.
You ain't ask him, did he still fuck with your girl that he just seen him with?
When
he came to see Fate.
Lola Monroe.
Lola Monroe.
Jesus. Lola Monroe. Speaking of hair, French Montana. French Montana was in there, man. He came in 30 niggas deep.
So you learned something over the trip. What's about that? French.
About what? What happened?
You had no idea that he got shot in the head or the whole little story.
I knew that from Instagram. Shout out Fabrice my boy, Bueller.
Fabrice Bueller and King of Self.
For
my
sure.
My boy Jeff. He biggest French. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Big Jeff.
Biggest French Montana fan other than anyone that's in his family. French Montana's, that is. Like, he was quoting French Montana lines at me. I've never heard a nigga quote a French Montana line. He told me, Big Jeff told me he knew when he became a French Montana fan.
The day it happened.
I couldn't believe it. That is amazing to me. French Montana?
Hey, man. So, but that's circled back to the opening. Like, if you fuck with French Montana, like, and he walked by, you can, hey, bro, my nigga, I fucks with you on that. Yeah. Whatever. And he's going to be like, that's
listen,
what's up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not knocking French. For sure. None of that. Like, he was out there, no security.
Eight
like
cups.
I'm chilling. I'm trying to see what's going on, just like you.
For sure.
I just had to point that out that I had no clue. And when we went to the lobby the next day,
right,
it's two chicks there.
Yep.
With the guy that was with Big Boy.
Yeah, shout out Big Boy in the neighborhood. He was down there.
They were Hispanic. What is it? Hispanic?
Bad? They were bad. That's what they were. Yeah. Go ahead.
Shout out JoJo Ass Cheeks. I told him I was going to shout out on the podcast.
Look at JoJo.
She said she was going to listen. JoJo Ass Cheeks and her friend had kids that were maybe what?
Four?
Nah, nigga, they was grown. They was long. Like, they was like eight. You think said four?
They were eight.
They were eight or nine at least.
Little bit ass 8-year old.
Come on. They knew who French Montana was.
They did?
Yes. She said, and I quote, my kids were running around here yesterday. They snuck in the pool party.
That's real.
And they got pictures with French Montana.
That's real.
My question to you is, how do 8-year-olds know who French Montana is?
Pop that, nigga. Pop that. Don't stop. That's how they. Oh, Chloe.
Tough.
Yeah, Kardashians.
There we go.
8-year-olds watch the Kardashians?
Why wouldn't they?
Why would anybody?
Isn't that the first family of America, according to Time?
If it is, I need to move.
That's the first family of America.
I need to move to England.
But like, yeah, French was, he was eating out there. You know
Hey, why the niggas got like 4 and 5 cups in their hand?
I guess it's to show you how much they done put down today. You get one.
Thirsty motherfucker. Why you got to have the quadruple stack, though? Like, come on, man.
I don't know. I'm
like,
washed.
You're doing too much.
I'm too washed for that. Like, I was a little bit out of there for you. I don't know what that's about. I don't know.
What's your good, though?
Just being the revolt location. I gave you one prior in our pre-show screening, but nah, just the location. That's being in Miami, man.
It's like, perfect spot for it.
The Revolt Conference wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't in Miami.
I agree.
Like, shout out to Miami, man.
Absolutely. You got a bad?
To me, the bad was the buzz wasn't as prevalent in the room this year. Like, it was more access, more people, more things going on. Not to say that it wasn't this year. I just felt like I ran into a couple more people, were able to have a couple more conversations last year than I was this year.
For sure.
So that was the bad for me. It kind of slowed down a little bit.
The bad for me, and this goes to Miami a little bit too, is the females. Jesus Christ.
The bad.
Yes, they were bad as hell. Nigga, were you looking around? Were your eyes open?
Had
were you not walking
on.
Around?
I had my blinders on, man.
Fuck that, dude.
Just
listen.
Focus on the vision.
You think niggas is in there marketing and rappers and producers? The girls was in there marketing and promoting too. So there were plenty of sights to be seen. Please believe it. Shout out Angela Yee. She walked in front of me.
With that glow.
With that motherfucking glow. She had like a little concierge, like Dyke security bitch with it all.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they was. But hey, boy.
Envy too.
I ain't done talking about Angela Yee, though. Hold on.
Let's get the Envy wife.
She had the braids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get the Envy wife out here, though.
The hood. Damn, she was bad too.
Envy
was
that
in
ain't
now.
Even the same context. Like,
yeah, no. I ain't saying that Angela Yee's bad. I'm just saying she just cute. She got that cute around the way,
Envy
down to earth. Nigga could probably bag on the low if you was just on feeling yourself. But Envy Gal though,
you can say bag on the low.
You could bag on the low if you just was, if you just had a really nice outfit on and you just said two funny things.
Not a really nice outfit.
Tough if you had a fit on. You don't know nothing about really nice outfits. You had on outfits. White loafers the whole weekend.
Yeah, I don't wear outfits though.
You had on white outfits. Boat shoes the whole time, dude. You don't know nothing about what I'm talking about.
I wore outfits in the beginning of the 2000s, my nigga. Like, you mean like Maurice Malone, Pelly? Like, I used to wear outfits, my nigga. I got pieces now. I'm piecing out here, dog.
You got skinnies out here.
Shout out to the Polo Store at Dolphin Mall, man. They got them pieces in there for real. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Nah, for sure. What was the ugly?
What was the ugly?
I got my ugly since you don't have one. Go ahead. It rained all day Friday. It didn't stop. I'm like, dude, is it monsoon season?
That is ugly, but I got a better one for you.
Shit.
Go ahead. Another one. Another one. Let me tell you something, man. If I'm a world-class DJ.
Okay.
I got two spots, right?
DJ Khaled, you're talking about.
I got two food spots.
Yes.
Called Finger Lickin'. So if niggas come to Miami, where they going?
They got to go to Finger Lickin'.
And what's the maximum occupancy in Finger Lickin'?
12.
30.
That motherfucker was young.
On the sign, it said maximum occupancy 30.
That motherfucker was so
30. Yes, it was a sit-down restaurant.
That motherfucker was young money in there. The you food me?
Was fire, though.
The food
I
was
will
good.
Not lie to you, that chicken was fire.
I get to him.
Shout out Finger Lickin' in Miami. They got two spots.
Absolutely.
It's DJ Khaled's spot. Now, I am doing it a little bit of injustice because the one we went to is primarily a takeout spot. They got the takeout spot in the front.
Okay. That's what that was.
Yeah. We ate in the back.
Okay. It's like a little walk-up takeout spot.
Yeah. Shout out to Zaytoven. He was in there shaking it with his people.
Yeah, he was in there. Shot Glizzy pulled off in the Ferrari when we pulled up.
In the Ferrari there. But shout out that chicken.
Hey, Finger Lickin'. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be always 100. I hate the name, though. I hate the name. It sound kind of like Next Friday-ish.
Finger Lickin' Chicken.
Nah, it sound corny.
Finger Lickin' Chicken.
But the food was fire, though. I can't even flex. Next time when y'all go to Miami, fuck with Khaled's spot. That's the best thing he done put together. That's better than all his albums.
I agree wholeheartedly. Another
plate I had was better than all his albums.
Another one.
What else? We hit the club too, man. We hit Club Ivy up.
So the club process in Miami.
For sure. I hate the club process in Miami though.
There are no lines.
That is the worst idea ever, dude.
It's Priceline.
It's bullshit.
It's Priceline, dude. You got to make your bid. Yeah, not even highest bid. You got to walk up, act like you've been there before.
Yep.
Play your cooler position. Catch the security guard. Hey, bro, what is it to get in? He going to size you up.
Yep. How many motherfuckers with you?
You got how many people with you? He going to give you a number.
It's going to be high.
There is no general admission.
Nope.
There are no lines.
Nope.
Everything is roped off. You just stand here. Let them pick you out.
Yep.
I just ain't been.
It's whack.
I'm from Nashville.
Live the same
way. I'm from South Nashville. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that.
There's no line, dude.
And you pay, you walk in. That's it.
It's horseshit.
It's clearly established that right here is the line or right here is the VIP. If you wait a little second, give them this amount of money. I can ask somebody. I say, hey, when I walk up, how much is it? Nah, ain't none of that in Miami.
Nah. Dog. Nah, that ain't what's the dough? Nigga, they gonna look at you like you speaking
dough.
Spanish.
Who are you? Who are you with?
How many you with?
Yeah, but
when we did get in there.
We did get in.
Long story short.
You know.
Who else? Who was in there? Dej Loaf was in there.
She was in there some sweatpants though.
She was in there some slaw, man.
She had on them wasn't even sweatpants. It was like the
nylon joints. What was it?
Man, it looked like she was finna go like ride a horse in the Kentucky Derby or something, man. Yeah. What is them little things? What's the people on top of
the chaps? What is them?
Nah, I have no I don't know. Like she looked like she was finna like a jockey. That's the same word I was looking for. Yeah, exactly. She was little with the little pain. Like that was crazy.
Who else was in the shot? Glizzy was in there too.
Young Glizzy.
He was standing on top of the way. He was rolling up in the club.
French.
Who else? French Montana was in there too.
Huh?
Puff came through. Ace Hood was in there. You want to know how we knew Ace Hood was in there? Because they mentioned his name two times over the fucking. You can't introduce Ace Hood twice in the club.
I didn't know he was in there.
I didn't see him either, but I wasn't. Why do you mention him twice though?
Hey, it's his city, nigga. That's Miami, nigga. It's his city, nigga. Ace Hood runs.
It's his city. Ace Hood runs Miami.
I was looking for gunplay. I know Play was gonna have it cracking.
Shout out Gunplay. We went to the strip club. He suggested, he was on this A Waste the of Time office. Podcast, and he suggested when you go to Miami, you hit the office up. Mm. We went to the hood. We went to the office. Mm. Wait, hold on, was that the hood? It looked like it.
I don't know.
Shout out to Derb. Derb told me that we was in the hood. He was like, "Oh, y'all went to the office?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Okay."
We ain't had no problems.
No, it wasn't no problems. He was just like, "Okay, we y'all good. Y'all was in another part of town."
We was good. We good.
So we
crossed
was in
that
there.
Line. If you ever crossed that line, we crossed the line, man. Shout out Port of Miami, man.
It was
we
a strip club. Line, Plies was in there. So that tell you what type of strip club it was. The Ply was
clearly.
That answers my question.
Clearly, you knew that.
Yeah,
but
I knew that. I'm
hiding myself. Sad.
Angela Yee was in there too.
Yeah, she was in there. She was making the rain and everything.
Listen, man. And she was trying to dance, and she ain't got no rhythm, and it turned me on
she
even
Chinese.
More. It turned me on even more, though.
I got a newfound respect for Angela Yee, yo.
Listen.
She like to get out here fun and shit. Charlamagne wasn't even there the next. Like, we never ran into him down there.
Nah, but we didn't run into him last year.
That's what I'm saying. He in and out of Miami. He don't fuck around down there at all.
He must have said something bad about somebody. All right. Briscoe was in the club, in the strip club, too.
No way you knew who Briscoe was.
Tough.
How?
I don't know.
Did he have a name tag on that said, "I am Briscoe"?
They played a song, and I was like, "Damn, why they
playing
the Briscoe
song?"
You could hear. I know what he sound like. When I heard him playing the song, I'm like, "Why the fuck would they play a Briscoe song?" And then I looked, and he was right. I was like, "Ah, okay, that's
where was he?"
He was.
Did he have a chain on that said Briscoe?
No,
he had to. Did he have his face on his shirt with his album cover or something? There's no way you knew who Briscoe was.
Tough, I'm a beast. So David Banner was in there. He wasn't in a strip club.
That's my guy.
Let me back it up. The next day we went back to Found Blue.
Yep.
David Banner was there.
Yep.
I said, "Man, look at David Banner." Before I could even turn around and tell you, you got up and sprinted over to him.
You good at embellishing the story.
You like, were.
You did that with the what
excited
was that?
As hell,
oh, wait,
to say the
wait,
least.
Wait. your measurement of excitement is clearly obscure.
You damn near fell trying to run over to him.
Yeah, see, just like with the Neo thing, just like it, just like with Neo, that's what it was.
You got the rap with
same
him.
Same thing, right? But look, I got the rap with David Banner. The thing was. He was on the move, though.
He was on the go. Him and Cousin Jeff.
I called his attention because I said, "Bro, I fucks with your interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You speak that real."
He was still slick on the move, though.
And I said, "Your music, not so much."
And that's when he stopped.
He stopped. I had to. Because I fucks with his interviews, though.
You had to say you don't rock with his music. So
I much. Don't. I don't.
But
I don't rock
to
with
say
his
that?
Music. Yes.
And what did he say?
I'm going to keep it real. He said, "Give me a hug, bro." I guess because he was excited that I came. Well, not excited.
Yeah,
pause.
He was excited. That's why he hugged you.
Pause.
You all embraced. It was
he
touching.
Appreciated the fact that I kept it real.
The hug was.
It was a slight embrace.
10 years ago, it would have been a slap, and then we would have had to jump David Banner. But he's changed now, so he gives hugs now for bullshit ass comments. Saying that
wait,
nigga don't fuck with my music.
How is it bullshit comment?
If you come up to a nigga,
how many
say,
niggas? How many niggas is even coming up talking? Like, come on, dog. I fucks with David Banner. Like what he says is very prevalent to what needs to happen in our community. And we joking about it
for sure.
Realistically, but like I really don't. I've never bought an album.
I bought that first Mississippi.
You bought all of his albums.
I bought like three of them. I bought the first three.
But I just feel like that I had to tell him that. You know what I mean? Because I ain't wanting to think that I was on some
fake shit.
You're right. I was keeping it real with him. Like what he say is more effective to me than anything he could ever record as far as music.
But
you know what I mean? But I mean, I do appreciate the fact like he kept it real though. He was like, "Bro, I appreciate that." And he told me, "Of course, check out that God box."
Of course.
You know what I mean? And see what I think about.
But he said it in a way in which it was more like, "I feel you, interviews, but if you listen to the music, there's a message in there too."
Correct. It wasn't no promo go. Like it was like, "Yeah, but check this out because it's more in tune with what I'm saying
right
now." As opposed to the other stuff, because I realized how to put two and two together.
That was respectful.
Shout out David Banner.
Shout out Mike Will was in there. YG was at the pool party. Shout out B.O.B. was at the pool party. Was out there.
Young Ball.
It was a dude at the pool party shaking it, jumped in the pool fully clothed.
Was that his song?
I don't know. Jesus Christ. They played a song at the pool party. I didn't know what it was, and we didn't know what it was.
Listen to me.
And the nigga with dreads jumped in the pool.
Never heard this song before in my life.
Never.
Apparently, it's big in Miami. This guy got excited. I don't know what he was doing, who he was, or who he was with. Jumped in the pool, fully clothed.
Tough.
Phone in his pocket.
Tough.
Dreadhead rattling it, shaking his dreads, water flying everywhere, hitting people in the face, entourage cheering him on. It was ridiculous, but I appreciate the fact that he was kicking it.
Yeah, he was kicking it. He had a good time.
I was not mad at that. Like, I had to clap for the nigga. Shout out to my boy that be in the R. Kelly videos, too, the old head.
Who, Ronald Isley?
The one that taught him the steps.
Who the fuck is
that? The picture that me and Trump got. To shout out my boy Trump Players is down there with
us. Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah, he been to R. Kelly videos. He was a radio personality in Chicago. You remember when R. Kelly had that thing going on? What?
Pissed on a girl?
Yeah, that too. But he slept with this guy's niece, underage.
Oh, my God.
But this guy was like a mentor to R. Kelly. And
wow.
He swept it up under the rug or whatever. But, I mean, this is what Trump told me. So, if it's wrong, y'all talk to Trump players. I don't know. But, you know what I mean? He be in R. Kelly's stepping videos. He was up there stepping with his suit on and shit. You know what I mean? I got the picture with him on my IG.
Shout out to Rick Ross and Nas. They was at the yacht party. The Apple Music had a yacht party. I tried to get on. They wouldn't let me.
Needed that
look right there. I need that next year.
I need the boat next year. Bitch, I got a boat. I need that next year. Bitch, I got a boat.
Absolutely. Nah, but all in all, it was definitely a blast, man. As always, had a good time. I look forward to next year.
Of course.
Let's hit this quick music break. Jada Kiss got a new mixtape out, man. I want to know, is it over with for Jada Kiss? We're going to listen to a record off of his new joint. It's called Jason. The mixtape is Top 5 Dead or Alive. He's still running with that whole Top 5 D.O. He's been saying that for like
50. Don't nobody even. There is no Top 5 Dead or Alive.
It don't even matter no more, man. But we're going to get to this new. This joint is called Jason. It's got Swiss on there. Let's see what he's hitting on, man. Maybe. Jada Kiss, man. Yeah.
I'm just one of the five, I'm just one with the vibes. Either niggas is jealous or they just want you to die. They don't want you to rise, they just want your demise. So I be crossing my T's and I be dotting my I's. You on the opposite side, shots gonna fly. Best part about it, I can stay right up in Yonkers and hide. I keep a gun in the door, that's in all of the rides. Until my niggas come home, free all of the guys. This shit is all a facade, thought it was all a surprise. I heard all of the stories, seen all of the lies. Long as the work is official in the corner supplied. At the end of the day, niggas, we gonna survive. What? Don't shoot, please. Can't breathe, officer.
That was Jada to the mwah. I did a kiss in this bitch.
Pause.
Has he maxed? Is it over with?
Let me tell you who it's over with for. And you probably know this is coming.
Who that?
Take Swiss Beats off.
Yeah, it's over.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nigga, it ain't 98 no more, dog.
Oh, my God.
That hook, like, what are you talking about? Why do niggas continue to get Swiss on their hooks, dude? Stop.
Let me tell you what it is, though. Swiss persuades these niggas so much, and they start believing it.
He got to stop,
Swiss,
man.
Swiss made Jada Kiss believe it, dog. Like, Swiss seemed like he the type of nigga to come in the room and be like, bro, you got to use this beat.
The beat was cool. It's just he jacked it.
With this hook, though.
Yeah. He probably was in there with some big-ass Reeboks on. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, sit down, man. Take you and your Reebok endorsement with the big-ass pumps, dude, and go sit down somewhere, dude.
I don't need no
Just because your Swiss shoes Beats is from 96 don't mean your hooks got to be from 96,
I don't
dude
need no Swiss Beats hooks. But
golly.
I will listen to this Jada Kiss album. I won't get enough Jada Kiss projects.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We don't get enough of those. So I'm looking forward to this. That's one thing that he has in his back pocket for it not being over with him. What he does is slow roll his music out enough for the people that really like him.
Yeah.
As to where they always gonna be interested, and the casual fan gonna be interested in him.
I agree. He hasn't worn his welcome out.
Right.
He hasn't saturated the game.
He's not going to give you a mixtape every year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to appreciate a Jada Kiss project when it come out, even though most of the time it lets you down.
Hold on, man. That was disrespectful.
I'm just keeping it real.
So, all right. You know what time it is around this time, man. Quarter of the week.
Yep.
We taking this one from Brilliant Idiots. They had a special guest, rapper Mike Son from New York. You
actually,
may.
He's no longer a rapper.
Okay. Former rapper. Rapper turned what?
Spoken word slash activist.
Oh my God. All right. Man,
all that hating.
Nah, and listen, my song was supposed to be next on the Rough Riders around 99, 2000 ish. I remember him on that Rough Riders Volume 1. He murdered it and he got locked up. Then he disappeared and he just now popped back
up. Did you hear what happened why he got locked up?
I haven't listened to the whole interview, not yet. You can spoiler alert it for me?
Tough. A little insight for the people that don't know who are not going to listen to it, only listen to our podcast, first podcast. First and foremost, we appreciate it. Secondly, I'll give you the rundown on my guy, my son. What happened was...
That's your guy.
Yes, my guy. After I listened to the interview, it's my guy. He was. They said that he was standing on the block.
Standing on the corner straight slanging rocks?
Apparently. But he got pointed out in a robbery.
That's all it took? Was a nigga like, hey, that was him?
Nigga said, hey, he did it. He said, I never robbed a nigga in my life, never seen him. He puts it on God. He said, like, my only defense was I didn't do it. He said the lawyer told him the hardest thing to do is defend an innocent man.
You gotta prove it.
He didn't listen. They offered him 2 years. He wouldn't take it. He went to trial.
Oh, man.
Lost. Served 7 years for a robbery he didn't commit. He got out and got on the activist shit.
I would, too, if I was him.
Jesus.
So, they asked him about lyrics and should people have a little more responsibility. One big-ass rapper that's popping right now was Future. A couple of his bars is in question. You brought this to my attention. I thought it was super interesting, man. So we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to come back and give our thoughts on Young Mike's son. Check it out.
Yo, it's almost like a lot of kids now, well, not now, but maybe like the past 10 years, they feel like being criminal is hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like a lot of them don't
They're
even...
synonymous.
Like, yo, I'm telling you, man, I'm really out here hustling, you know what I mean? I'm really selling these shit. I'm like, what that got to do with your music, bro? You know what I mean?
Like it's a prerequisite, having some sort of record.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, you can utilize it. It's not that it takes nothing from it, but it doesn't just completely validate you. You should be living the raps you're talking about, but if you really live in these raps, like I don't hold a 20 or 21-year-old. Like Bobby Smurda, like I hold everybody else in the game.
Why are we so obsessed with breaking the law? What is it about?
What is this reality,
biker
though?
Culture or gang culture or even mafia culture? Like we love Sopranos. We love all this go against the grain culture. So you can't really what is it like if that's what we like to eat, you can't blame them for making it.
I get what you're saying, but what I'm just trying to say, at some point we evolve as men. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything. You start that. That's why I'm not mad at a kid that come up to me and tell me, y'all want to do this and that, because I was that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Half of these rappers is 30 and better. Like, you niggas know that shit ain't real. If you really was in the streets, half the niggas you want is either dead or in jail.
Hold up.
So for you to say, young nigga, move that dope, I don't get it. I'm confused. Like, why would you do that? These is kids. You about to have a kid. You got kids. So this is what you're to tell your kid to do that? Like, the mind state to me is confused.
Okay, so he said a mouthful. Pause.
Wow.
I'm going to take it from the last part of that, and then we can go back. We can rewind it. The specific quote about you 30-plus saying, young nigga, move that dope.
Mm-hmm.
He don't get that.
Okay.
Do you understand where he's coming from? Should Future or an artist like Future be a little more responsible, knowing that they're grown as hell, and the message that they're putting out is being fed to youngsters who don't understand the difference in entertainment and reality? Mm. Is that Future's fault? Is that the parents' fault for the kid? Is that the kid's fault for not knowing shit? Like, how was the pie split up?
My point. I think my stance, and I said this before, and I don't think that I would change my view on how I look at this. If you're saying young nigga move that dope, and shout out to DJ Clark Kent because he made me realize this perspective in an interview that I was listening to him on this previous weekend on my flight. But what he said was there's a difference between the hip hop culture and rap music, right?
For sure.
So If Future's telling me in a hot song, a hot rap song, young nigga, move that dope.
Right.
I can only take that so far. the responsibility then lies upon Future to talk to me in interviews, vlogs, however many tweets, Instagrams, whatever it is that it got to do to context the message of what you're saying, where it ain't just young nigga move that dope. This is what it means. This is what's behind. This is what it mean to me. Like, I get what my son's saying, that people got to take responsibility for what they're saying, but they also need to fully elaborate on what the music means to them. Because young nigga move that dope to my son is a completely different thing than it is to Future.
Right.
Because they got different backgrounds. They got different, you know, I mean, it's different.
Right.
So he can say, hey, I don't appreciate how you saying that, but Future can sit down with him and explain it, and he can get it and be like, okay, I get it now, bro.
But let's be honest, though.
Mm-hmm.
How many cameras are around when that conversation takes place?
But that's Future's responsibility.
But hold on.
Put that music out.
How many clicks realistically is that vlog getting compared to how many times that song is getting played on the radio?
True. And that's right. But it still don't take away the responsibility of him having to explain it. Because then when someone questions you about it, when you got the lyrics saying young nigga move that dope, and someone like my son says I don't fuck with him because of this, or you on CNN and they say you said this in a record, you can say also I said this to put it in the context of what it meant to me.
For sure.
And I ain't saying that that's gonna fully save him or say that you exonerated from anything that you said in that point in time on that record, but at least you got the explanation out there for the people who really do fuck with you. Like, not just the people that listen to your music and try to tell you down for it, but for your fans saying I fuck with this and this and that, and I know when he's saying young nigga move that dope, that in Future's context, because I'm a fan and I follow what he do, that this is what it means.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
he said some interesting shit, man.
My son said some very interesting shit on them.
And they talked about like Charlamagne said, people come up, they got it confused just a little bit. Like, man, I'm really out here, I'm really popping niggas, I'm really, and it's like, but you're trying to sell your record at the same time though. Mm-hmm. And it's like niggas think that equals a hot like rap or a hot like. Like, it's almost too real for TV. Like, and he said that even that we didn't, the part we didn't play was them talking about Bobby Shmurda. And he thought that the line, the Mitch caught a body about a week ago, all that was cool until he found out that Mitch actually did catch a body about a week ago. And it's like, damn, why the fuck y'all do that? Like, what do y'all, like, when it was a hot, it just sounded like a hot line at first, right? When the beat dropped, so it was hot.
Right. And also, he said that he don't blame Bobby Shmurda for that.
Because he's young.
Exactly. He 19, he 20 when he recorded that.
Right.
Who he blames is the people who are around Bobby Shmurda saying like, nah, bro, if he caught a body about a week ago, that doesn't belong on the song.
Right.
That's what we do over here.
Right.
We selling this, but we do this over here. Like, you can't let the two
cross
get mixed
paths
in with each other. You know what I'm saying? So even to further expand upon that, what do you think about when he said the BET stuff and them having the Hip Hop Awards the same weekend as the Million Man March? He said they should have did that. Do you think he had a point?
He has an excellent point, but to sit here and think that BET was going to postpone or change their shit for the Million Man March is unrealistic. If you still think that BET is really for black people and is like, you lost in the sauce.
According to him, it was planned after the Million Man March.
That make it even worse.
And
so you think? So he thinks it was purposely done.
That's what he said. He alluded to that in the interview, that from the people that he's spoken with, that it was deliberately done to take attention away from it. Now, with that being said, I see what you're saying about people who think BET should be for black people lost in the sauce, but that everybody ain't as well read or as in depth with pop culture to know that BET ain't necessarily for them.
Right.
They see that and they say, okay, this black entertainment television is what it is. And I think that's what he was alluding to when he said, if they not going to be there, then quit calling yourself this certain type of thing. And the people who don't know any better are using it as word and saying, yeah, that's it. That's black entertainment. Tell us what we supposed to do. We supposed to act like. He had a good point on that. Y'all check out that interview with my son.
Yeah, y'all check that out, man. Dope interview, man, from what I heard. I need to go finish it up.
It's on the Brilliant Idiots podcast.
I'm hot. I should have hollered at him. He was at the Revolt conference too. I didn't know he was on this. I'm still thinking he on a rap shit. I seen him and was getting ready to quote his verse from that Rough Riders because he birded it like super hard, but he was on the phone.
And nigga, like, you had three eyes.
Yeah, this nigga the activist now. He'd have been hot at me. My son Lefty, gun up in the right palm. I'd have been hyping everything. And he would have been like, bro, I ain't on that no more. I'd be like, ah, shit, well.
That nigga would hit you with the dashiki.
That nigga probably would try to, like, read a book to me and shit. but, man, big shout out Mike Sando. All right, man, look, question of the week. You got the Facebook pulled up. You got the Instagram pulled up. So Puff shaking life right now, as usual, outside of Bad Boy Records. Puff in all aspects. He got the liquor cracking, got the conference cracking. He got the clothes, all that shit. So it got a nigga thinking, man. Let's take it back to Bad Boy for a second. Best Bad Boy album. Now, we took two layups. We went with the two bigs. Those are two classics. Ready to Die versus Life After Death. We took to the rap chat over in Facebook. And also, we posted it on IG. Got crazy responses. I'm taking a look at, shout out Ernest Reed. He said, I know Ready to Die from front to back, word for word. The ironic comment right under that from Heavy O is Life After Death, easy. Ready to Die got a lot of throwaway records on it. Replay value's overrated.
Police pull him over.
Oof.
What
shit, O?
I told O they would hang him in New York if he ever mentioned it.
He wouldn't be able to make it out of New York.
Shout out my guy, Heavy O.
Absolutely. Shout out Michelle, Ready to Die. I can listen to that all the way through, no skips. Great album.
Shout out Peter Van Asak.
Look at Pete. What up, Peter?
Notorious Thugs. Clearly, he wants Ready to Die.
Notorious. That's Life After Death, man. Come on, man.
I mean, yeah. That's my fault.
That's the double diss. And hold on real quick. Shout out Big Jeff. He was with us in Miami. He said Life After Death has aged like Bernard Hopkins in the ring. It's easily number one.
That's funny.
Jay said it's a tie. Life After Death and or Shine album is the best Bad Boy.
Oh, Jay is the number one Shine fan ever. Jesus Christ.
Shout out He Gang P. He said Ready to Die for the W. Everything on there is classic. I fuck with both of them. But that double disc?
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's just a little bit.
Got too many good songs.
Bold.
The other one to me is more New York like.
Hold on, which one? Ready to Die?
Yeah, the essence of what they like and shit. So I could see cats from up east or cats is on the lyrical miracle stuff saying, yeah, that's better. But musically, Life After Death East.
Twan Sands said Life After Death. Even dark skinned Jermaine would agree. Ready to Die number two and Harlem World number
three.
That
is the best song on those two CDs.
You crazy as fuck.
Shit me. You are shitting at me.
It's not true.
That's the best goddamn song on those CDs. You're nobody that somebody kills you, dude.
I'm going to listen to the disc too. Jeez. Life After Death tonight. So, of course, man, y'all always go and fuck with us on the Facebook joint, Rap Chat. That's the name of the group. New music coming out, man. That Migos Young Thug album you've been waiting on for so long is dropping October 31st. It's Halloween. Migos Thuggin'. Joe Budden album is out right now. He dropped that motherfucker real low key.
I ain't been promoting it for a long time.
What? A long time as in the one Breakfast Club interview he did?
Nah, they've been talking about that shit forever.
No.
Officially icing them on Twitter. They've been talking about that shit.
I don't know who that is.
They've been doing the songs and all.
Who's officially Ice? What is that?
On Apple Music as well. It's like five songs already available before the shit came out.
Well, it's out now for those who want to check out the full joint.
Joe Budden said he doesn't like to hear himself in the club.
First of all.
And he was on a podcast with what's the dude's name?
Time out. It's the real.
Yeah, he was on their podcast. It's the real. They was like, they said Joe Budden don't like this stuff in the club. They were like, neither do we. But
if I go to a club and they're playing Joe Budden, I don't care what I just paid. I'm walking out. I'm leaving.
Even if it's Pump It Up.
Because I'm in the wrong place.
Kill yourself.
Machine Gun Kelly dropped the album over the weekend.
Who?
General Admission is the name of it. And yes, it's on Bad Boy still.
Eminem got a price on his head.
No promo. Yeah, Eminem hot at him. This nigga made a joke about Eminem's daughter 2 years ago. He said that shit still haunts him today.
It better. If I was Eminem, that shit better haunt you till you die, boy.
Machine Gun Kelly said, fuck he you. Said.
No, no.
Let me say what.
Ain't no clarification for that.
Let me tell you what he said.
My daughter.
She was 16 at the time.
That's my daughter.
He was 21.
That's my daughter.
And those pictures came out of her like in high school, I think some type of prom or something.
That's my daughter.
Machine Gun Kelly tweeted out, damn, Haley is hot as fuck.
God, nah.
No disrespect to him because he's God.
Oh, God, no.
That was a compliment,
well,
dude. What's wrong with that?
Me, man. Was he rap? Was Machine Gun
2 years ago? No. What? A little bit.
Hey, man, if I was Eminem, I would have pulled up on him. Like, I promise you, that day. And it would have been miserable for Machine Gun. My daughter? No.
She pretty, no, though, man. Man,
fuck that. You better DM me anything you tweet about Haley for anything happened, dog. I would have, I listen.
Now,
me.
Eminem ain't play anything. That shit was, man, funny at all.
It ain't no game. Bro, if as much money as Eminem got, like, it wouldn't have been a mount that I, like, a nigga couldn't have told me that I wasn't going to see Machine Gun Kelly that day. I don't care what the flight costs. I don't care what kind of plane we got to rent. I don't care who I got to call to find out where he at. We finna have a real good talk that day. Like, ain't finna go. Like, no. Ain't no deleting the tweets. Like, no. We talking today. I promise you I would have found him, dude.
Hey, he said he banned from Shade.
You better be.
He banned from Sirius.
Listen to me.
He banned from certain radio stations. Certain, man, cities, bro. Like, he was like, dude.
And listen, if I was Eminem, I'd still be like, bro, you got off light. Like, the fact that you still are able to exist in this game, and I'm Eminem, and you said that about my, man, come on, man.
Hey, no, man, but he got a new one out, man. And then Currency announced his new joint, Canal Street Confidential, gonna drop December the 4th. So yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that too.
AKA every other rapper he's dropped.
Right. What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
Slow Motion, Bill Ocean, man. We're focusing on the vision this year, so I'm trying to get some stuff together.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to be in front of the computer again, man. We almost done with the Cashville 10. Don't worry. We're going to put that content up real soon. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV. I'm only one man, man. Y'all just let me live. I'll be there in a second. Of course, as always, man, fuck with us on Facebook. Fuck with us on Twitter at OnDeckTV. Check out that last episode, Starleo interview. You know, we don't really do interviews like that. Well, interviews is cool. They cool. We only fuck with the real, so if we got a guest, that mean, hey, it's legit. So y'all go check that out. Good feedback on that Starleto episode for sure. Any last words before we out of this thing?
No, sir. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hey, man, I hope y'all enjoyed that show as much as we did recording it. Don't forget, it ain't over yet. Go to Facebook right now. Search for the group Rap Chat On Deck TV Podcast. We're taking the conversation over there, man. Come fuck with us.
Listen, join the conversation with me and Animal Brown, man. Following every show. Get on there. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you got to say. Leave your comments there and let's have a conversation about it as we do, and let's build this fan base.
You damn right. Facebook. Go to the room. Rap Chat On Deck TV Podcast. Holler at your boy.
Chill.